At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
I can't think of a better way to start this season off for this basketball season off than for Mountain Home to pull off the sweep over Fayetteville. Welcome into the Bombers postgame show, everyone. As we come off the boys' victory, 58-50, Mountain Home defeats Fayetteville tonight. And just well, you just can't say enough about the fight in both of these Mountain Home basketball teams this evening. Let's go ahead and take a look at our player of the game, brought to you by Dewey and Sons Plumbing. You got to go with Wyatt Gilbert. He led the way with 28 points tonight, including going, I believe, 13 of 16 from the free throw line. Just an overall excellent night for Wyatt Gilbert. Before I get to the rest of the stats, I do want to mention Matt Jones did not play that second half. I have not heard how his condition is. I hope he's okay, but he never came out on the floor in that second half after he took that hard hit in the first half. Let's go ahead and take a look at the rest of the scoring summary. In addition to Gilbert's 28 points, Mountain Home had four players with 6 points each. They were Satch Harris, Abe Crawford, Dawson Tabor, and Jake McGee. 4 points on the night for Jones and two for Adam Sorrell. He had a couple big free throws late in the contest. Fayetteville with one player in double figures as well. That was Tamari Relford with 19 points on the night. Also this evening, 7 for Matt Wayman off the bench. 5 for Isaiah Relford. 4 points apiece for C.J. Williams and Bryson Wright. 3 for Austin Garrett and 2 points each for Trey Relford, Landon Glasper, Arthur Cox, and Tyler Vollmer. This game had 12 lead changes and two ties, and just hard fought between both of these teams tonight. Mountain Home just did a little better job of taking care of the ball. They ended up with 13 turnovers. Fayetteville with 15 turnovers this evening. So with that victory, Mountain Home is going to start the season off 1-0. Fayetteville is going to begin the year at 0-1. After Mountain Home defeats Fayetteville tonight by a score of 58-50, and the Lady Bombers defeat the Lady Bulldogs by a final score of 54-53. So just can't say enough about the way to start the season for these Mountain Home High School basketball teams. They'll have a little bit of time off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Their next games will come 2 weeks from tonight, or it'll be actually early afternoon is when they'll start, as both teams will play in the Branson Battle at the Border. And both teams will be paired with Bolivar to start this to start the tournament. The girls' game is scheduled for 4:00. The boys' game will be played right after that at 5:30. So we'll have those games for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7 2 weeks from tonight. So again, Mountain Home defeats Fayetteville 58-50 in the boys' game and 54-53 in the girls' contest. That's going to wrap up an incredible night. And it's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home gets the two victories. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Again, be sure to stay tuned for the Pirates Invitational Tournament in Branson, Missouri, taking place after the Thanksgiving holiday at the beginning of December. Be sure not to miss that. And if you missed any of tonight's game, that can be viewed in the podcast section of our website, ktlo.com, and you can listen to this glorious game once again. And don't forget to tune in to our next game, only live on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.